Well, hi, it's Mac, and it's Sunday, 22nd of April, and I'm back down at the car boot in the Clyde Valley. Very wet morning this morning. Currently it's about 6:30 a.m, but I now have the stall, as it were, set out for my wife, and just going for a little walk around the park here. Really, quite a damp morning, but it's quite pleasant actually. It's very mild compared to the last couple of weeks we've been down. It's been freezing cold. But the downside of that is there's a lot of cloud about. Forecast is not to rain again until around about 1 o'clock, by which time we will be packing up anyway. But there's no guarantees, absolutely no guarantees one way or another. But at the moment it's very pleasant looking upstream up the Clyde Valley. You can see the sort of a mist rising up out of the trees on the hillsides. It's actually quite pleasant. It's one of those lovely mornings that could go either way. Hopefully it will go the correct way and turn into a pleasant day, hopefully. But not a lot of cars here this morning. Obviously the forecast has put a lot of people off coming down, or at least coming down early. Maybe wait to see what it's like by 7 or 8 o'clock, and maybe they'll drop down then. But currently, not a lot of cars, hence not a lot for me to see. But it doesn't matter. It's nice to come down. Once you're up at 3:30 in the morning, had your porridge, had your shower, cup of coffee, cup of tea, and then come down and sit up. I mean, you're awakened, you're up and about. It doesn't hit till later on this afternoon, but at the moment, I'm very upbeat about things. So I'm just going to enjoy the day as we usually do. We usually get a good bit of banter, a bit of crack, a bit of blether. And so, we'll see how it goes. The cars are few, and so the local dealers don't have much to do. They wait £2 on the newest arrival. The local dealers at any car boot are the people who come down as soon, or sometimes even before, the sellers have got their into the park or got their doors open. We gather around in mobs. They all know each other. It's a competition of who got the best deal. And unfortunately, some of them are really bad, because what they do is, while the seller is setting up their stall, they help themselves to a view inside the seller's car. And the reason for that is, if they get in first and spot something, and they shroud it, like one of those egrets that you see in a nature program that spread their wings over the water so that they can see down but hide it from the other birds. That's exactly what dealers are like. They're related to vultures, actually, because some of them are very notorious for tea-leafing, if you get my drift. Well, the seller's far too busy setting up their stall. You often hear the cry, "Well, I won't swear, but for sake, where has that gone?" And it's invariably one of the local dealers that's pinched the stuff while nobody was looking. I think it's pretty bad, actually, what they do. Of course, it's something you learn. Your first few car boots, you're a bit naive, and then you learn to keep your doors shut and only the boot open. I'll give you some observations that I have picked up over my car booting experiences over the years, and some of more recent years. Okay. This is to do with race and not being racist. I'm just relating to the races seem to have different priorities when they're buying. Okay, African people invariably go around in pairs, man and a woman, and buy shoes. Invariably, that's all they buy: shoes, shoes, shoes. And they'll either turn up with one of those very large luggage bags you get when you're going on your holidays, the ones with wheels that are cavernous, or they'll buy one for £2 or £3 at the car boot right at the very start, and they'll haul that round about the car boot, and all they'll do is buy shoes, every kind of shoes, as long as they're good, high heels, brightly coloured. They will buy them if they get them cheap enough. They usually haggle or buy 6 pair if you give them enough for that. But that's fair enough. So, African people tend to buy shoes. I don't know what to do with all the shoes. I take it they go back to some centre. But never ever found that one out. Asian people. If I say the Asian people as regards to the Pakistan Asian people, and that area, that region of India, then they tend to look for everything and all things, but at a cheap price, and will invariably try and hammer you down buying several things at once. Don't spend money, really. Always want it for as near to the penny, if they can possibly get it. But they will actually buy a mixture of things, especially mobile phones and computers, things like that. Okay, Asian people as relating to the Middle East, that is Iranians, Iraqis, not quite sure exactly how many. It's difficult to tell where they come from, but you recognise that's where they're from. And they don't buy anything. You usually find the woman going round about and they'll pick over a stall, and I mean pick over it. They'll lift everything, they throw it down, they'll open boxes that's sealed, they'll tear things to bits, and then they want it for 50p. You may be a fiver, and you say, they'll say 50p, and you'll say, I'll tell you what, I'll do it for 4. They'll say, how about 50p? And you say, I'll tell you what, I'll do it for 3. And they'll say, how about 50p? And so it goes on. And invariably you get so frustrated, you tell them to put it back in the box and walk away. And that's not just us. This is everybody is affected the same by these people. They will not spend money. If they don't get it for 50p, they won't buy it. It's as simple as that. And the item can actually be worth a few pounds. But if they don't get it for 50p, they won't buy it. But the point is, they tear people's stalls to bits, and with no intention of buying any of it in the first place. Now, where am I now? Eastern Europeans, that's where we're going now. Eastern Europeans. Polish people, they have style. They know what they want. And I'm not going to say anything bad about the Polish people. I wasn't saying anything bad about that one. It's observations, remember. These are purely my observations. The Polish people are always on the lookout for smart gear. The ladies always love to buy boots. If you watch Polish girls, they're always well put on, well dressed. They like their boots, fur boots. They like their smart short jackets and good jeans. So they're always on the hunt for that. The guys are the same. They're always looking for good shoes or trainers or whatever, nice stuff to wear. And they love buying mobile phones and jewellery. The Poles are always first in for that. It's the kind of stuff they like. But then, I have to say, I admire Polish people because they do have a great sense of fashion. I'm not saying they spend the money and buy it at the price you're asking, but they have a great sense of fashion. And I generally have no problems with the Polish people. Which leads us then to the ones we do have problems with, and that's the Romanians. Now, I'm saying Romanians. I know there are Romanians and some of them are Bulgarians, and they get a very bad reputation. And I'll give you an example of how the Romanians work. A woman in her 40s, 50s will come down with about 5 or 6 young girls, teenage girls. As young as maybe 10, 12, as old as in the early 20s, but a general mix. And there will always be 5 or 6 of them in one go. And their tactic is they always target jewellery, perfume, watches, mobile phones. But what their tactic is, they will swamp a table. And the You can actually watch them, because I actually followed the family around one day because they actually stole stuff off our table. I couldn't prove it, but I knew that it was them. And I watched, followed them around, and they were virtually doing it with every table that had stuff they wanted. And so I actually reported them to the car boot organiser, and she went and followed them around herself. So what they do is they swamp the table, and they distract the seller, basically, by lifting two or three things at once. Of course, that gets your eyes open then, because you can see these things getting lifted. Then they start to negotiate with you on this. But in the meantime, one or two of the other ones is hiding the little one at the back, who then nicks the stuff they were really after. And once the younger one or the smaller one will walk away. As soon as she walks away, the other ones know, the matriarch knows that she's got the stuff. And so they'll just break down negotiations, says, okay, I no bother, and they walk on, and they go on like that. And that they have a terrible reputation for stealing. They'll steal anything. And then I can give you observations on, not strictly race, but on the travelling people. Now, I have a great admiration for travelling people. Not everybody has that, but believe me, I admire their ways, let's say their morals in life. But they are loud. They are very loud, and you can hear them because they just say out loud what they want. They'll shout to one another if they're 100 yards apart. They'll shout over, and they're very, very loud. I actually enjoy watching them. But they will bite. This is the thing that people should realise, that travelling people are not like these other people. If they like a thing, yes, of course, they'll try and negotiate, but they will buy it. And it doesn't matter what it is. If they're happy with the price, they'll buy it and they'll take it away and they'll thank the people. They're great ones for trying on clothes, even if it's a lady's top and they have to take their old top off to put it on. They don't bother if they show their bra and they just go on with it. I mean, when I say that, I don't mean they're brash about it. I just mean they'll slip in between the cars and they'll do it. But they make sure it fits first, which other people just buy and say, well, I'm not going to try things on here. I'll just take it home if it doesn't fit. Well, tough cookie. But they're very good people. And if they'll pay the money. I must admit they'll pay the money if they see something that they like. So just some observations on people, on buying habits. And I can't think of any other ones at the moment. But if I do, I'll get back on that. Well, okay, not a lot more to say. It's been not a bad day. It's actually, just give me a second, 12 noon, and we're just getting ready to go. It stayed dry. When the sun was out, it stayed really warm. So it's been not a bad day, and another worthwhile venture down to the Clyde Valley car boot. So as I said, there's not a lot else to be said for today. Nothing exciting has happened. Nothing out of the unusual has happened. So, a short one today. But then, there'll always be another day. So bye for now.
Okay, I know I was going to finish up, but this should start with an addendum to my booty boot. But, head up back, unpack the car, had a snooze for about an hour and a half, and now back up to get an alarm. I'm waking up for sure. But something I just wanted to say, I know that I gave audits to Paul Manning on my walk. Well, with everything today, about this promotion of life as a whole. So listen to me, Paul. But he puts his technique and his thoughts and his ways, because there are other people, one of the close ones I have, for example, are Christian documentaries, and who else? Ian Carp, who's been back to us, and he's been in the hub. And basically, thoughts are, I really wish I could be like these guys. They snatch life as it passes them. They don't want to go. I really, really wish I could get myself motivated to just say, as they do, there's an opportunity. Grab it, don't let it go. Get it recorded, whether you use it or not. What you do with it is up to yourself, whether you keep it yourself or share it, but get it down on tape, as they say. And so I really, really wish that I could get myself into that stream of not thinking.
Maybe express to one person which you may that which they may never be ever invited to do through their life. Well, it doesn't need to be a famous person. Yeah. Not only a person, but something you see in the book you actually find out about. So, that is actually, and this addendum is actually about me getting myself organised and motivated. Just getting into the swing of the body thinking, getting it done. Because all the time I just come back from being out for a walk, from being away for the day, being at the rain, and say, why didn't I just ask them? Why didn't I just stop and say, here, what are you doing? Tell me about. Because that's exactly what these guys do. They don't let it go by. They grab them with the scruff of the neck and say, you stand still and tell me all about your bloody life. I think he's brilliant.
I really do. I think it is brilliant the way they go about it. So, I'll now leave it at that this time, because I have to squeegee down in the shower and then get my tea. Really, really, bye for now.